This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, January 24th. God's word for you today is Implications, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from John 3, verse 30. And it says, "He must increase, but I must decrease. He must become greater and greater, and I must become less and less." The first implication of light is vision. The second implication is evangelism. The third implication is rapid progress. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this year, if they are to sum up your life and the lives of your children in one word, it will be brilliant. Brilliance is the intense brightness of light. The intensity of your light will be at such a level that people will look at you and say, "She is brilliant, he is just brilliant." They will look at your children and say, "They are just brilliant." When they say it, just nod and say, "It is the light, because your light has come." The fourth implication of light is super important, and we need to pay attention to it. It is your light is both a source of his light and a reflection of his light. Matthew 5 verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world, like a lamp on a hilltop that cannot be hidden." You are the one emitting the radiation that brings illumination to the world, and it is Christ in you. You are the source of his light. It is important to know that at the source of light, the epicenter, the origin of light, there is always combustion, burning. Take a candle, for example. For it to produce light, the candle needs to burn and keep burning. The day the candle refuses to burn, its light goes off. And it is the same for the filament bulb. It is always burning. The day it decides not to burn, you will need to change that bulb. The reason we have sunlight today is that the sun is constantly burning. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7 and 16 says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Every source of light, visible and invisible, is a source of sacrifice, is a source of dying to itself. If you check radioactive substances, for those familiar with calculating half-life of radioactive substances, what does half-life mean? It simply means that the radioactive substance decays, otherwise known as radioactive decay. Radioactive decay is the time it takes for the substance to decay to half the size of the original mass, that is, the half-life. Highly radioactive substances die quickly. They give power, light. The day they stop is the day the power stops. What is the implication of this to us? This is not the year to cut down on your sacrifice to God. In fact, this year, like never before, your sacrifice to God will result in instantaneous evidence to the world in the name of Jesus. This is not the year to play games with fasting. When it is time to fast, fast. Remember, light has a source, and the source combusts to give light. This is not the time to cut back on any area of sacrifice, on giving your time, treasure, talent. This is not the time to play games with your first fruit. Not that there is ever a time, but this is not the time. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to sacrifice as you require of me this year and beyond, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.